This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
At this point, the Expendables franchise is a part of the living history of American cinema. It brings to mind the American pastoral poem, Mighty Casey at the Bat, a nod to Babe Ruth and really a story about an aging ball player who was once a Herculean figure who strikes out on a day when everybody came to watch him hit a home run. That's the most apt description for The Expendables 3, which amazingly has Antonio Banderas, Sylvester Stallone, Jet Li, Wesley Snipes, Mel Gibson, Harrison Ford, and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Really, it's the movie that 25 years ago would have been the greatest day in the history of the world for any teenage boy. Now, it's still a pretty good day, but it's more trading on our memories of the past than it is creating new memories. Wesley Snipes gets out of prison in the movie, and they ask him what he was doing in prison, and he says tax evasion. Antonio Banderas talks about how great Spanish people are. It's really Mel Gibson plays a bad guy, as he has been doing in public life as well, and Harrison Ford tries to make himself relevant again, which actually kind of works. So really, what we have here is a very poetic Casey at the Bat strikeout, and you gotta say this about those guys, the great generation, Ted Koppel and Peter Jennings, and that greatest generation, they do go down swinging, and in this case, those swings involve insane explosions, and involves Arnold Schwarzenegger running and jumping off of a building that is collapsing and catching in a helicopter in midair. And the only thing missing from that shot is Bruce Willis. But we got Arnold Schwarzenegger and Harrison Ford, so it kind of works. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. Of course, when you go to see an Expendables 3 movie, you know it's ridiculous. Kind of calls to question what we want from movies. Do we want movies to affirm that which we've already experienced, or to create new experiences for us? And I think that there's both. There's the Discovery Channel sort of trading on learning plus reaffirming our own existing knowledge, and Expendables 3 exists for our own knowledge of what action movies are.